Welcome to the Time Machine Walk. This is a process you can use anytime you're trying to separate the desire from the decision, and you want to explore what the desire starts to feel like. And we're going to be tapping into a really powerful source of wisdom and intelligence, which is both your body and your intuition. So for this process, you're going to need to find a space, a physical location. This could be out in nature. This could be in a room somewhere. Several rooms is helpful. And you're going to need some sort of a journal or a piece of paper and a pencil or something to just capture a few of your thoughts. So to start, the first thing you need to do is you need to have in your mind an awareness of two key decisions, a choice you have between two options. So whether that's, you know, you want to stay in a current job or you might want to leave that job, or whether you want to choose a partner, or anything that's a fairly big decision that feels irreversible and significant. So here's what you're going to do. You're actually going to find what I call the present location. So this is literally a physical space where you will start, and this is your present moment. This is before the decision has been made. So pause if you need to, take a moment, go find the location that feels like the present moment in the space you're in, whether that's nature or in a room. Once you have it, now you're going to turn to step two. So this is where you're going to select the option. So of the two choices you have, pick one. And you're going to keep it pretty simple. So if, let's say, you know, you're going to stay in your current job or whatever it is, pick that one. Bring that into your awareness. And step three then, once you have your awareness there, step three is to walk into that future. And what I mean by that is you physically walk now into the place that feels like that particular future you've chosen. So here what you're doing is you're just looking for literally what feels like that decision. I know that may sound strange, but you're just sort of letting your intuition guide you. For some people, that's a tree you see, or maybe that's a closet, or maybe it's a corner of the room, or maybe it's who knows what, but you're just going to kind of find your way there. Go ahead and walk there now. Choose any direction and go as far as you feel you need to, the number of steps that feels like you're in that future. Once you're there, notice what you experience. So you can pause now, walk into that future. And then, once you're there, close your eyes, ground yourself physically for just a moment. Imagine yourself in that future, whichever future you've chosen. So if it's a job you've chosen, you're looking for what the experience is like. Imagine, who are you with? Who's with you? What are your surroundings like? Now just open your eyes and look around the space you've chosen. Your body has led you here for whatever reason. Just, what are your surroundings? What do you appreciate about what you're looking at and experiencing? What don't you like about the location? Notice your body. Maybe it doesn't feel comfortable. Maybe it's too hot or too cold or who knows what. Maybe the view isn't very interesting. What can you see? What can't you see? What do you notice yourself longing for? Are you longing for more movement? Are you feeling pretty comfortable and at peace? After you just answer those questions and make a few notes, write down what you're learning. So pause for now, write down, capture everything you've just experienced and learned and observed. After you've completed that, return to the present location. So wherever you started this practice originally, you said that's the present moment, go back to there. And once you're there, you will repeat the exact same steps, but with the opposite decision. And I'll walk you through it now. If you don't want to be walked through it, you can pause and just do it on your own, but I'm actually going to walk you through it. So take another moment. You're now going to choose the alternative options. So in this case, I'm using the example of, you know, you're leaving your job, you're taking a new job, and you can't know everything that's going on there. But I want you now to imagine that you've chosen that and walk now into that alternate future. Physically, you should choose a different location. So you're going to walk however far it feels you want to walk in whatever direction you want to walk. And so now maybe you're in you should be in a different location. Go ahead and make that walk now. You should find yourself in a different location. And once you're there, take a moment and ground again. Close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. And begin to visualize what that future might look like. Begin to notice what happens in your body, what it feels like in your body. Feel your legs and your feet grounded in this future and allow whatever comes up. Imagine who's with you, what it feels like to be in that context. And then open your eyes again and just look around and notice your surroundings. Notice what you see. Notice what you can't see. Pay attention to what you appreciate about this location and maybe some things that aren't so interesting about this location, if anything. Just begin to notice any associations that come up, physical sensations, what you can see, what you can hear, what you can taste, what you can touch, anything that gives you some information about the location you've chosen. And now take a moment and document those. Write those down, capture those in a journal, pause if you need to. Now, when you've finished this, I'm going to ask you to just review briefly both experiences. Compare them with one another. The goal here is not to give you a hard yes or no answer. The goal here is to give you access to information that you can't get by reasoning or dialogue or by reading about it or by collecting data. This is a very, very subtle and intuitive process that I've taken myself through multiple times and others through. And every time there is some sort of insight. What's the insight you might have gained? Maybe a location you thought would be really cool when you got there wasn't as interesting, or maybe it was more interesting, or maybe one felt more relaxed, or maybe one felt enclosed and didn't feel as comfortable. Just note those things and allow that to be important, valid data as you continue to deliberate the decision. Let this be an effective metaphor that is valid. Okay. Hopefully you find that useful. Feel free to repeat this process on any other decisions that you're making that feel really convoluted or confusing or difficult to predict the outcomes of. That's all for now.